This is Mr. Gilbert is coming in to talk a little bit on the occasion that the vets come and give the encephalitis shots on Thursday morning. It's fresh, 10 o'clock, the 14th of May, 1970, Channel 1 over, the 14th of May, 1970. Mr. Gilbert's coming over on the occasion. The vet's going to give the encephalitis shots, and we're sitting in the kitchen. Mr. Gilbert.
What was that? I didn't hear that. What was that? Your last
one? Do a horse get out up here and bite off some of this grass?
How are we over here?
Ragged like he was hungry, wasn't he?
Like he didn't have time to.
You must have got him up before he got through.
He said, "I happened." I said, "I thought he had something to do with it." I wish you'd come more often, sir.
Well, he got little results, Fred. He just didn't stay long enough that
well,
time.
Well, I said, you just spend the day. Oh, shit.
Now, see, we don't have a porch out there like you got, and I wish we had a little porch somewhere. Of course, there's one out there in front, but it's
in the wrong place of a morning, eh?
Yeah. Afternoon, too.
Never sat on it.
Well, that one I put the floor in up the house. It's in the wrong place of the morning, too.
Yeah.
That is in the summertime. Now, in wintertime, it comes in kind of nice because you get the windbreak and then you get the sun, too.
Yeah. Well, now, don't that face the south?
No, that faces the east.
The back porch?
Yeah.
Oh. But you get, I see. But you get the sun.
You get the sun. This darn sun now comes up over here in the north. Used to come up the east. I think it'll still travel north until about 21st next month, and then it'll kind of get stationary for a few days and start back to where it's supposed to be.
Well, I'm no hurry. I just let it. I like it up there. You know, I noticed out here. You'd think I want some trees out here. That's a curious thing. They didn't have any trees on the west side of the house. And I come to find out that I didn't need the trees on the west side of the house. I need them on the northwest. The sun don't hurt you until it gets way on up there, you see. And then when it gets back, it don't hurt you.
No, it don't hurt you anyway.
Oh, that old pink field's over there on that side of the house.
It's cooler here, though, down here, because you got upstairs like this in our place, see? Our upstairs gets hot, but down below, you can even get hot out on the porch if there ain't no breeze blowing, but you can go inside, and it's cool.
Yeah.
So it gets upstairs.
Yeah.
But that upstairs, in the summertime, when it really gets hot and there's no breeze blowing, you get up there, well, that's miserable. We don't have no air conditioning. We got a big fan.
Yeah.
We set up there, but I could never sleep with a darn fan cutting up anyway.
It's blowing hot air.
Yeah.
You sleep upstairs?
No, I sleep downstairs.
Oh, yes, you've got plenty of room there.
You got too darn much room and ain't got none either.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the way we are.
Mm. I got a big old house there that I don't need but just about half of it if it was right, see?
Yeah.
But then every once in a while, some of these kids come home with their flock and we got to have a place to put them, I guess. We didn't just have about half a house that we got. Well, we could put up a tent or put them out on a porch and let them sleep or something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them like to camp out anyhow, so.
That's a nice house. That's one of the nicest houses in this whole community. That's left now. In the old days, they had a lot of nice houses, but they don't anymore.
Well, it was a old mining engineer, they tell me, that built that house. Had all that lumber shipped in from down Alabama.
Yeah.
And he built it. That was where he was going to stay till he died. He liked that place. But he never did stay there long enough to finish the house. He just had to, what you might call a shell of it.
Yeah.
And that back end of it there, that L, wasn't on there then. He just had the house there, and he had two big rooms downstairs and two bedrooms upstairs with a trunk locked their room between them.
Yeah.
And they had a porch all the way around it.
Yeah.
Oh, all the way around.
Mm-hmm. But later on, he got tired of it, and he sold it and left out, went back to South America, and he couldn't sit down and do nothing. He had to get back in the mining game.
Yeah.
So then, from then on, they kept modifying and adding on, and they never did finish what he had started originally.
Oh.
So I got in there and done quite a bit of work on it. I mean,
what'd you do when you come?
Well, first thing I know
was that
he had an L. That L was on there then, but
yeah,
there was a hallway between the L and the main part of the house.
Oh.
And going on to that porch there, see?
Yeah.
And where that porch was, where the bathroom is, the kitchen is, that was all at one time was porch, see?
Oh.
So,
well, they
I got in there and I tore that all out, that whole part there.
That's the way he left it.
Yeah. So I tore all that whole part out, and that bulkhead there from that L and floor and everything, and closed that in, done away with that darn passageway through there.
Yeah. Well, you didn't need all that passageway.
No. But you know the way the old houses where they used to build them.
Yeah.
And even old little log houses had a big room over here, and then a big room over here.
Yeah.
And then the big hallway through there that was a dog run.
There's all that way.
Yeah.
Wonder why they did that. That's a place to sit.
I don't know.
I've seen houses like that.
It was too darn cold in the wintertime, set out there. And back in them days, well, they didn't have screen wire or nothing. You get out in the summertime with the darn dogs running through, the flies and mosquitoes would eat you up. I don't know where they got any pleasure out of it.
You know, I never thought about mosquitoes eating on horses, Mr. Gillis.
Yeah, they'll eat on you, and these old yellow flies, they call them deer flies.
Oh, they're all yeah.
They'll eat on you, too.
They'll eat on you before you know it.
They're so sneaky about it. They'll light on you, and you can't feel them when they light until they've done and walloped you, and it's too late then. It'll itch for a week.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, and they hurt.
Mm. The old fellas are telling me, some of these old-timers I talked to, you know, here before they got automobiles, you know, and they're talking about, there's one guy told me about taking a trip from here to Jacksonville one time, horseback, and have no road, you know. And said the yellow fly just like beat his horse up before he got up there, you know, and he had switches, you know, and trying to keep him off of him. As he got up there, well, he took the saddle off of him and rubbed him down and had to put salt all over him, you know, to counteract the effects of the flies, where they bit them. It's just terrible, you know.
Yeah. I never had thought of that.
I often thought about it. I said, well, these here doggone deer that's running loose around here in the woods, They call them deer flies, them yellow flies. How the heck them deers live with them darn flies?
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah.
You can go over here on this river where they're making this canal through. I've been over there a couple of times. And a lot of people go over there fishing, you know. And if you ain't got your body bathed and that off, even around that river there, them yellow flies eat you up. Even now, and of course it's a lot of open country now to what it was back then.
Yeah.
When Miss Rawlins was living over here and writing her book, it was all over around Cross Creek here.
Well, you think they were worse back then?
Well, I know there was. It had to be. Because you didn't have the open country that you got now.
Drained.
It was all growed up. No cleared land much. Well, it still ain't much over there, but yeah, but then there's a lot compared with what it was then.
Yeah. Well, it don't seem to me like they bothered with those yellow flies all the time in the summer. They may be, I don't know. Seem like sometimes worse than others. Mm. Are they here all the time?
I think they are here all the time during the summer. There may be times that there are more of them than others, but kind of like these love bugs.
Mm-hmm.
They come around there. When you cut grass, even along the highways, they cut the grass, they leave it there, you know, and it rains in warm weather, then they breed in that stuff, and then they come out, see?
Oh, that's why when you go along in fresh cut grass and kick it up, mm-hmm. you get these.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they ain't supposed to last all summer. They're only supposed to last for about 6 weeks, I think. They're supposed to be gone, but I don't know about that either.
A new batch must come in.
they got another season. Well, now, what I thought they meant when they said the flies by the horses were just the regular flies.
Oh, I think regular old house flies. Of course, they get on them, but they are not too much of a bother for them. But the more yellow flies, they're something.
Well, now, let me tell you. The other day, I was over there by, going over there across the creek, and I was over there at the old Guster place, and I stopped and talked to Miss Guster there, and she had 20 little white fryers out there, just about big enough to start thinking about they might fry sometime. And she said nothing had happened to them till the night before the possums got in the cup, burrowed underneath the mm-hmm. cup and got in there and got two of them. And Faye was talking to her, and how'd you?
And I said, "Oh, what are you doing with the screen?" She said she had to screen the mosquitoes out, because the mosquitoes would simply eat the chickens up.
Oh, mosquitoes, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I never heard of that before.
Yeah. Now, it was just a little cup, you see, like this on the ground, and it don't take a big one to hold 20 chickens, you know.
Well, I raised a few chickens up here since I was up here when I first come up here. The kids was all at home, you know, and they was going to school, and they was in 4-H programs, and homemaker outfit, one thing and another. So they taking chickens as a project in 4-H. Well, I didn't have much of a place for them there. Well, I built that hen house there, and I had run. I had it fenced in, and I had some coops like out there. It was about 12 foot square, I guess, and I had a screen around that and over the top, but on the ground. And they raised some good chickens up there. And I bought good feed for them. They got some mites. I don't know whether it was caused by the mosquito biting the legs or not, but these mites or worms or something got in the legs one time. It was pretty bad before I noticed it, because I was letting them take care of them. And I happened to get out there one day and I seen them. I said, "Ooh, wait a minute here." I said, "You gals ain't doing too good a job here." And he said, "What's the matter, Daddy?" I said, "Well, look at this chicken's legs here." He said, "Well, what is that?" And I said, "Well, I don't know, but," I said, "you got to get going." So I got some medicine there and put in water. And I said, "Get out there and take care of one of them. And get you a toothbrush and scrub the legs and that, and between their toes and bottom of the feet and everything." So they did, and they got rid of them. But there's things like that that come up. If you're raising chickens or anything else for that matter, you got to be on it. You got to watch them, because things can happen overnight. Now, we had some chickens over there, talking about possums. We had some chickens over there, and I had a hen house down back there, and it had a floor in part of it, and part of it was a stable from a cow. I had a cow up there, see? So we went to town one evening and come back, and I just happened to go down there, and I seen one of my big roosters and a couple of hens was dead, you know. I said, "Boy." And I knowed it was all right because I seen them before I left. And I didn't know what the trouble was. And I kept looking around. And finally, I found them. This big old possum got up under the floor somehow or another, back up under there. Well, what they do when they catch a chicken, they sit down and eat its head off, see? And then that's all part they'll bother to eat. Then they'll get another one, see, and eat his head off.
Well, Mr. Gilbert, I never heard of that.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the only part they eat. They'll eat the head off.
Well, that's a curious way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the part they like, I reckon.
But now, they are right cunning when it comes to getting in the place.
Yes. So ever since that, why, I have some rabbit boxes. I set them out down there and catch them darn possums. I got about 5 or 6 up there this winter.
Uh-huh.
This old nigger that lives up here, back of Zeb's there.
Yeah.
And she likes possums, so I take them down and give them to her.
Yeah.
Well, my boy used to catch me, used to sell them to her all the time. You get $0.50 a piece for them when you and she bought them. She says, "When's my boy coming home?" Says, "I ain't had no possums."
Yeah, I know.
She's a great old gal.
Yeah. She's the one that talks all the time.
Yeah. I took a possum down there one Sunday morning. I had a big one, you know. I wanted to get rid of it. And she was just getting ready to go to church. She goes to church every Sunday, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Mr. Gilbert, I just know my prayers were answered, you know.
Yeah.
I just know my prayers was answered. Says, "Here I is." Well, I'll declare. "I done and got my meat now." No. It's a circus to go down there when you got something to do.
There's a bit.
You got it?
Yep. I'm going to put my hat in it. Around, it's a little cool in here, and it is out there. What is so difficult about that sticking that little needle in on
the stuff like it? The main thing is getting between the layers of skin.
Yes.
And a lot of, if you use too big a needle, you can't get between layers of skin.
Yeah.
If you use a little needle, you can. And the main reason you get layers of skin sort of stay a long time will be a long immunity.
Yeah.
If you put it in the fat on the skin, it absorbs too fast. You don't get any immunity.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say any if you don't get it to last long.
Yeah.
And in Florida, you need all the immunity you can get to carry your whole year.
Yeah.
If you get between under the skin, it might not last but
sure.
just three months, you see.
Just
one or two. So what you want to do is get long immunity, because you almost have mosquitoes down here 9-10 months a year.
Oh yeah. Oh, they may not be as active all the year round.
Right, that's right.
Right now,
right.
But you got them.
Yeah. And of course, down in this area is more important than it is in some of the other areas, say up around Lodgeville, where you don't have as many mosquitoes you do down here. You know, you got more ponds and areas that hold water.
Oh, these old prairie things.
That's right.
Well, I guess that land is a little bit more cleared up there, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. You don't get that old sand land, the water just goes through like a sieve. You know, you don't hold water. But I saw two cases in Cephalo last year, and Dr. Hall saw one or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in around the whole unvaccinated horse.
Unvaccinated.
Yeah. The vaccine is so good, I've never heard. Well, Fort Dodge has never had a case of encephalitis in a horse from their vaccine been used. It never has been given properly.
Now tell Guy what you told me about the bandit, about some of the...
The bandit is a chick, it's made cheaper from a chick embryo. And the first shot you can get by all right. But some horses, when you come back and give them a second shot, you're hyperimmune, really. And they get a reaction. You get a big knot on the neck. Where this is a killed culture from a hamster. And you don't get the reaction.
Oh, there's a difference in this
here. Oh, yes. Bandit is made, it's a cheaper brand.
Is that
it's not quite as purified as this. That's right.
It's just made to sell a little cheaper?
Right, that's right.
Well, I can see that, because these shots are right costly, especially if you got several horses.
And Fort Dodge originally, they started with this thing. Of course, Cutter makes one, but Fort Dodge did the original research on it, and they're the only one that produces anaplasma vaccine, is Fort Dodge. And they're leaders in biological.
Yeah,
that's all I use.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. Now, this is something up on this. You know, just so many people got horses. And they just know all about horses, and they know how to feed them and all like that. Except the horses are always bony.
Yeah.
And I've seen them feed the horses, and I've seen them just give them, just take them out there and give them some ears of corn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can ask 100 people that an old timers at horse race. And you get 100 different answers how to feed a horse and how to... It's like a farrier.
Yeah.
He chews horse, but if you look at a farrier's horse, he's got the worst feed of any horse in town.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right. He does everybody but his own. And that's the way horse feed. Everybody got different.
Well, now let me tell you.
He got by with it. Yeah.
But it's a whole lot simpler than that. I'm telling, I don't know the various ways of doing it, but you look at the horse, and the horse is healthy, all right, but they're not, they're bony.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Well, you've always had grass here, though.
Yes.
That makes a difference. Where these horses eat dirt and pick up all these parasite eggs, that makes a lot of difference.
And
also sand, they... eat close to the ground and get sand every time to wear the teeth uneven.
Yeah.
That's your trouble. That's some of the trouble.
And then they feed them They give them feed.
Well,
but they don't give it to them very often.
That's right. They feed, but not often though.
And not very much at a time.
That's right.
And what I seen them do right out here, they had three or four horses there together, and they got one little box, and they'll empty a gallon of mixed feed in there,
mm-hmm.
and one horse will
be boss.
Stand there and eat most of them.
I don't pay much attention to hear all these people talk about how they raise horses 50 years and get by until you see their horse, and then you just forget about what they said.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the thing about it is they talk so well.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can make people believe if you've got a good line. If you believe it, say the same thing long enough, you start believing it yourself, you know.
I think they serve. I certainly believe it.
Is that right?
No, that's it. There's absolutely no doubt in their mind about
that's what
it.
Makes a good insurance salesman, you know. He may not have a good policy, but he said the same thing so many times he believes it has.
Yeah. Well, now you run across all, you see all these horses.
Yes, sir. I see all kinds.
And they don't starve them on purpose.
That's right. It's just, well, you keep, you don't have plenty of grass where they don't. Down here, you can't get around parasites. You're going to have parasites. And if you can keep the grass where they don't have to take a mouthful of grass and a mouthful of dirt,
yeah.
And you get away from all those parasites. So the parasite only crawls up about 2 inches, inch and a half up a blade of grass. So if he grazes above that, he picks up very few parasites. But if he has to go right to the ground again, he just picks up a lot of eggs.
You know, I don't like to fool with horses. They are too much trouble. They got too much energy and they're too smart for me. I'd much rather have cows.
Oh, yeah.
And they just ruin a pasture.
Well, eat one place almost to the ground and be tall grass someplace there.
And waller in it, you see? And waller in it out there. And
Well, I like horses. But there's a lot of people own horses that shouldn't be. They own too many horses.
Yeah.
I'd rather see somebody with two good fat horses and five thin horses. You know that's what happens a lot of times.
Tell Guy, you said that, what'd you say about birds?
Yes, birds is a normal, natural host for encephalitis. But it doesn't kill a bird. But it kills a horse, and the mosquito bites the bird around the head in a tender spot, and then he gets to the horse. Well, people can have it too. But it doesn't kill the bird. That's why it'll always be around, you know. If you kill the birds, see, you can eventually eliminate. They're the natural host.
I didn't realize that mosquitoes eat on so many things.
Yes, sir. Of course, you got some mosquitoes feed on birds and others don't. You got your eastern type encephalitis and western type, and then your Venezuelan type. You got three types of encephalitis.
Yeah.
That you don't worry about, but two, just eastern and western. This preparation I use is for both of them. I don't know what.
Well, one of my neighbors over there, who's over there, she had some spring chicken, spring fries, and the possums had got a couple of them. That's the reason that we happen to be talking about them. And Faye looked down there at the coop, and it was screened. And she said, "What in the world you got your chicken screened for?" She said, "To keep the mosquitoes out from biting." We're in the chicken.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. They love chicken.
I never knew that.
That's right. That's where your encephalitis comes from. It bites the skin and bites the horse. Of course, the horse is a dead end, because, of course, it kills the horse if it's not vaccinated.
And then the danger to us would be that we handle the horses more.
Right.
And we're around
right,
the horse.
That's right. That's right.
Rather than, we could get it from a bird, but we...
Right. You don't... That's right. Horses, not too many people have encephalitis. Because it's just, it's not... People not susceptible to it as the horses are.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you see, I got some of these things straighter than I had.
Well, if you, this is the one shot that you just can't do without.
That's right. Right. Not down here, I would. If he's worth keeping, he's worth having a shot. You ever see a horse die from himself alive? It's pretty gross. Of course, it's a lot of horses are not vaccinated. They get by, but eventually.
You going to let him look at Cocky?
Yeah. I'll ride down to the end of the lane with you.
Okay.
And
okay.
Look at,
all
right. You guys drink good. You can sit right here. I'll be back in a minute.
We're going home in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go when you are.
Well, you drink to your Gatorade.
All right, doctor.
See, we had that little sit down just a minute. We had that little, it won't hurt to sit down there just a minute. We had that little dog, and we wasn't here enough, and so she took it down there and give it to the Miss Bessie. Well, Miss Bessie thinks she knows everything, but the dog has means and a little everything. And she feeds him all that old greasy stuff.
And that was it. It's the Gilbert Foot and Linger. He needed to get back and work on his porch this Thursday morning, the 14th of May, 1970, around 370, Channel 1 over. 370, Channel 1 over. Mr. Gilbert had to get back, and this was the vet, Doc Anderson. Doc Anderson came out to give the shots. He gave the shots, and this is 370, Channel 1 over. It's Thursday morning, 14th of May, 1970.